Jackson Black, but we'll get to that in just a little bit. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Roll call for Thursday, March 2nd. Agar.
Present.
Anderson.
Here.
Anselmi Dalton.
Here.
Baldwin.
Here.
Barnard.
Here.
Boner. Bouchard.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Present.
Christensen.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Dockstetter.
Here.
Driscoll.
Here.
Ellis.
Here.
Emmerich.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Hicks.
Here.
Kinski.
Olay.
Landon.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Moniz.
Here.
Nethercott.
Here.
Pappas.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Rothfuss. Scott.
Here.
Von Fladern.
Here.
Wasserberger.
Here.
President Bebout.
Here.
Third present.
Prayer this morning by the Reverend Kevin Frank. Would you all please stand?
Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day that you have given to us and the beauty of the day that is around us. We thank you for your blessings through this week as you have helped us accomplish much. As we come before you today, we want to lay before you our schedule and our lives and ask for guidance and direction. We ask that you would continue to bless us as we continue to accomplish the work that is before us. We ask that you would give us wisdom and guidance and understanding that is beyond our own human effort. So help us, we pray. Watch over our families, our staff, our loved ones. We ask that you would care for them as we long to be with them. And so we just leave that up to you to care for them. And we thank you for doing that. And we thank you for just being with us through the course of this day. And we look forward to your blessing in all that we do. And we pray this in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball.
Okay, senators, we got a pleasant surprise for you this morning besides how I've been voting lately. This morning we have a special, and I mean special, performance by East High School's Mariachi Band 307. The group performs traditional Mexican folk music as a cultural expression. They are directed by Lori Sanchez. Lori, thank you for being here. Fellow senators, please help me in welcoming to the Senate Mariachi Band 307.
Thank you.
yourself.
Could you do one more song? I look at her out there and I see all these senators. They're smiling.
I know.
Happy, happy face. Two more. But if you can only do one, that's fine. Okay.
We will be around here. We are trying to join the community with mariachi music. We will be around. We are going to learn faster dance songs and stuff. So we're going to end with one more, and it's called Volver, Volver. And I want you guys to think, because this is about your loved one, and you want to return to your loved one. So here we go. Listo.
Thank you.
Just a second, hold on a second before you leave, please. Lori, thank you so much, and you young students, we really, really appreciate you being here. Are you going over to the House after this?
Yes.
Be sure and tell them that the Senate won the karaoke contest. There's the trophy over there.
Absolutely.
And we have our own Senators Peterson and Perkins that carry a tone, but not quite as good as you do. So thank you so much for being here. We really needed to have a few smiles on our face today.
So the next
take
time
care.
The song that we sang was El Rey, which means the king. So I will be sending out the lyrics to you guys, and the next time we come in, you guys will help him sing.
Oh, I don't know if we want to do that.
Mr. President.
Senator
Hastert. Mr. President, did I understand you made them honorary senators?
I sure did.
Well, that makes them eligible to participate in karaoke challenge next year.
There we go.
There you go.
You all want to be part of the winning tradition and team, don't you? That would be the Wyoming Senate.
Great job, thank you, fabulous.
You know, one of the neat things about sitting up here in front, I can watch back there in the fishbowl, and our secretary, Darlene, was doing quite a dance back there. You missed it. Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, may I have privilege of the
You may.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted for the body to take a moment to recognize someone in the gallery who has been a strong supporter of the Latin American community in Cheyenne. And it's someone who I hold in very high regard, who served in this legislature for the last 20 years. Let's all give a warm welcome back to your friend and your colleague, Senator Floyd Escobel, who's in the gallery. He's on the floor.
Senator Escobel, it's so good to see you. And you remember what they say, once a senator, always a senator. Would you like to have privilege of the floor and say a few words, Floyd? We'd sure love to hear from you if you'd like to. Grab a mic there at my desk or come up front, whichever you'd like to do.
Gracias. Tengo mucho gusto en venir a verlos y posiblemente a la segunda vez yo voy a ser el cantador. Basically, what I'm saying is thanks a lot. You guys probably know that. And next time I'm here, maybe I'll be the one that'll be singing out there with the mariachi band. But nice to see all of you guys, and I've always got my eye on Senator Anderson over there. Yeah, because you got to keep watching over here. Anyway, thanks again, and miss you guys, and take care. God bless.
Well, Senator, you served this state so well for so many years. We all really appreciate your dedication, your love for the great state of Wyoming, and it's so good to see you here. Thanks for taking the time to come down and spend it with us. We really appreciate it. Tell him thanks one more time for his service. Members of the Senate, that's what it's all about right there when we serve and we represent the great state of Wyoming. It's the friendships and relationships that we have, and you just saw that. Thank you for doing what you do. Reading correction approval of the journal. Will the reading clerk please read the journal committee report?
Mr. President, your journal committee reports that the journal of March 1, 2017 has been read and recommends it be approved. Senator Bouchard, chairman.
Are there any objections? There being none, the report is adopted. We do not have a doctor for the day. We do have a nurse, Victoria Pike, Wyoming State Board of Nursing. Victoria, welcome. Here we go. I love this one today in Wyoming's history. In 2002, the largest crowd to date assembled to watch a, what do you think they assembled to watch? A men's basketball game in the University of Wyoming Arena Auditorium. Attendance was 16,089. The game was played between Wyoming and Utah, and guess who won? Wyoming, 57-56. 2002. Okay, Senator Burns, maybe you can give us a blow-by-blow, play-by-play later. Today is day 36 of a proposed 37-day session. And members of the Senate, it's the opinion of your president up here that we will finish tomorrow. So that's the plan. We may go a little late depending on what happens. Okay, but the plan is to have a 37-day session. That's the way we set it up. That's the goal of your leadership. We're going to lose our page after today, darn it. So, Donovan, would you please come up here? We have a resolution to present to you, Donovan. It's to the Senate of the 64th Legislature, and very quickly I'm going to read it, member of the Senate. A resolution to recognize Donovan Peterson's service as a page in the Wyoming State Senate. And by the way, you're in good company because former Vice President Cheney was a page to the Senate right over there in that corner, 1969 and 67, when my uncle was in the Senate. So you're in good hands and you follow the steps well. Be it resolved by the Senate of the 64th Legislature of the State of Wyoming, whereas Donovan has served as page for the Senate from February 21st through March 2nd, 2017, whereas Donovan's service as a page has been exceptional and fully appreciated by the Wyoming Senator. Did you like some of the ties and bow ties he was wearing? I did, and he's got another one today. Whereas the resolution has the support of the members of the Senate of Wyoming Legislature who have signed their name here too. Now, therefore, be resolved by the undersigned members of the Senate of the Legislature of the State of Wyoming, Section 1, that Donovan has served the Senate of the State of Wyoming with dignity and respect. Section 2, that Donovan's dedication will serve him well in his future endeavors. Therefore, with great, great appreciation, we recognize Donovan Peterson for his outstanding dedication and support to the State of Wyoming on the second day of March 2017, signed by the President of the Senate. Donovan, thank you so much. You're a great young man. We had some opportunities to visit. You've got a career. And when he was packing today, he was going to go out and put his clothes in his pickup truck. I love that. So, Donovan, would you please share a few words with us, what your plans are, what your impressions of the U.S. or of the State Senate is here, and anything else you'd like to say. And this is both for you. Thank you
thank
so
you
much.
Thank you very much, sir.
You have the privilege of the floor.
Well, first off, I'd like to start by saying thank you very much for letting me get to know all of you and for setting such a great example for me. It is my plans, hopefully one day, to go into politics, and I know I have some great mentors here, some great examples to go by. You guys are leading our state in the right direction, and I just want to say thank you again for this. I did not know this was going to happen. This is really cool. Probably going to go home and frame it. It's been wonderful working with all of you and getting to see you get so passionate about Wyoming's issues and to really care about what happens to our state. So My plans are to head off to college, probably University of Wyoming and medical school. So after that, and then hopefully someday I'll become a senator. Who knows? Wyoming, U.S., we'll see.
Oh!
But thank you guys again. Thank you very much.
Hey! Well, Donovan, well said, and I really appreciate you wanting to be a senator. I like the sound of that. And in case I didn't mention it to my fellow senators, which school did you go to or are you going to? Riverton. Okay. Thank you, Senator Case. Oh, Senator Hastert.
Mr. President, I have a couple of things here.
You want privilege of the floor.
Mr. President, may I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
The first thing is the longstanding tradition, and some of the freshmen, there'll be a sign-up sheet up front for security tonight. We've had some mischief from the House, and we have the freshmen from 10 to 6 a.m. You can sign up in different hour slots for security tonight in the Senate. You can have a... More of you, you can do 2, 3, 4 if you want, sign up for multiple hours, have a pajama party, whatever you so desire is. But it's always the tradition that the freshmen sign up and do security for the Senate for tonight to keep away the mischief of the House. So that'll be up front there today. And then, Mr. President, if I could talk Senator Boner, Senator Baldwin, and Senator Emmerich into standing. And you'll note that, and myself, we have Dr. Seuss ties on today. Today is, Driscoll, I'm sorry, Driscoll, nobody told me you had one. Senator Driscoll, anybody else have one? Anybody else out there have one? Okay, so today is Dr. Seuss' birthday, and I got just a short little thing here that, of course, our fabulous staff, as they always do, one of our attorneys out in the back there, thank you for helping me out. So Dr. Seuss, it's 113 years ago today, Dr. Seuss, or Theodore Seuss Geisel, was born. Author and illustrator of 46 children's books, Dr. Seuss is one of the most well-known and beloved U.S. authors of all time, with his work having been adapted to 11 TV specials, 4 feature films, a Broadway musical, 4 television series, and a theme park over the years. Dr. Seuss won the Pulitzer Prize, a Peabody, and an Academy Award for a documentary. And his work has been translated into more than 20 languages with sales of over 600 million copies worldwide. He passed away in 1991 at the age of 87. And here's a few memorable Dr. Seuss quotations for the legislature today. You have brains in your head, you have feet in your shoes, you can steer yourself in any direction you choose. Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing's going to get better, it's not. Step with care and great tact, and remember that life's a great balancing act. It is better to know how to learn than to know. You won't lag behind because you'll have the speed. You'll pass the whole gang and you'll soon take the lead. Wherever you fly, you'll be the best of the best. Wherever you go, you will top all the rest, except when you don't, because sometimes you won't. If things start happening, don't worry, don't stew. Just go right along and you'll start happening too. And the last one is, today is your day. Your mountain is waiting. So, get on your way. So, thank you. Dr. Seuss, happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Senator. Just for members of the Senate, this security sign-up is nonpartisan. And as the president of the Senate, I'm going to be watching very carefully to see that we have good participation. Hello, out there. Although the two of the incoming new senators have been around for a while, and I probably need to talk to them in my office to see if they were doing some of this mischievous thing that the House tried to play on us, but I doubt that they did that. They're both smiling. Senator Kinski.
President, as long as we're engaged in poetry, I have something to share.
You're not recognized, Senator Kinski.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. President.
Okay, you may.
As long as we're sharing poetry, I have a poem here with regard to Senate File 32, ski area liability. I think I shall never see a thing so dangerous as to ski. Out of control, arms a-flying, it's ill-advised, there's no denying. If by chance you hit a stump and are hurt with a resounding thump, it's not your fault, it's a tort, so you can surely sue the resort. Thank you, Mr.
Is that something you wrote there, Senator Kinski, or you found that?
I wrote that. I'm kind of an original.
We've heard that.
Mr. Chairman, that's...
Anybody else have any incredible words of wisdom today? Okay.
Go Pokes.
Go Pokes. Messages from the House.
From the House of Representatives, March 1, 2017, message number 467, third reading failed. Mr. President, Senate File 145 failed to pass the House third reading by the vote indicated. Ayes 23, noes 35, excused 2. Message number 471, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 88, Palliative of Care, passed on third reading in an amended form. Ayes 35, noes 25. Message number 473, concurrence requested. Mr. President, the Senate File 70, Manufacturing Machinery Exemption Sunset Date, passed on third reading in an amended form. Ayes 57, noes 3. Message number 465, Senate File 121, Wyoming Pharmacy Act Amendments, passed on third reading in an amended form. Ayes 56, noes 2, excused 2. Message number 460, third reading passed. Mr. President, the following bills passed the House on third reading by the votes indicated. Senate File number 92, Local Governments Plan Review Authority, Ayes 56, noes 2. Message number 461, Senate File 94, Franchise Business Relationships, Ayes 50, noes 8, excused 2. Senate File 96, Message number 462, Senate File 96, Real Estate Brokers and Salespersons, Ayes 56, noes 2, excused 2. Message number 463, Senate File 106, Obsolete Reporting Requirements, Repeal and Modifications, Ayes 57, noes 1, excused 2. Message number 464, Senate File 111, Nurse Practice Act Revisions, Ayes 54, noes 4, excused 2. Message number 466, Senate File 138, Certified Public Accountants Amendments, Ayes 55, noes 3, excused 2. Message number 472, Senate File 148, Agricultural Tax Valuation Farmstead, Ayes 41, noes 19. Message number 7, Mr. President, the House rescinded the last action taken on House Bill number 137, Wyoming Repeal Gun-Free Zones Act, Ayes 40, noes 20. Message number 474, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to House Bill number 137, Wyoming Repeal Gun-Free Zones Act, Ayes 47, noes 13. Wendy Harding, House Chief Clerk.
With that order of business of concurrence, Senator Scott, are you ready on message number 471 to Senate File 88, Palliative Care? Reading clerk, please read that in.
Message number 471, referencing Senate File 88, Palliative Care.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do concur with House amendments to Senate File 88, Palliative Care, and I'm going to ask you to vote aye. Mr. President, this is the palliative care bill that we've passed now twice, and this time it went through the House. The First Amendment was just a technical correction that was needed. The Second Amendment was a very bad amendment, but the House recognized the error of its ways, and they put it in on Committee of the Whole and took it out on second reading. So it's not there anymore. The Third Amendment modified the evaluation procedure to a much more conventional one, rather than asking an outside party to provide a report. The final amendment they did just added the word prescription in front of the word drugs. Slight clarification. I think it does no harm. So, Mr. President, the House did no harm to the substance of the bill, and it's in good shape, and I urge that we do concur with the House amendments.
Further discussion? The motion is to concur to message number 471 to Senate File 88, Palliative Care. You've been asked to vote aye. You vote aye, you vote to concur. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer? Meyer, no. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott? Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
No.
No. Closing vote? Nethercott? Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 27 aye, 3 no.
By your vote, you voted to concur to message number 471 to the House amendments to Senate File 88, Palliative Care. Senator Kinski, you may.
Fellow members of the Senate, I'd like to have you join me in welcoming to the Wyoming Senate the president of the Northern Wyoming Community College District, Paul Young, the fastest growing and best community college in the state of Wyoming.
Ooh.
Senator Nethercott, you may.
Thank you. In honor of Poetry Day, Dr. Seuss and House Bill 32. Oh, to ski and hurt your knee on an inconveniently placed tree, what to do as the ski resort would have it be free? Only thing left to do is call me, a personal injury attorney.
Well, next time I grant privilege of the floor, I'm going to ask what it's for. That was good, Senator Nethercott. I think Senator Kinsey's a little flushed in the face after that one. Senator Baldwin, are you ready for concurrence request message number 465 to Senate File 121?
I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk, please read that in.
Message number 465, referencing Senate File 121, Wyoming Pharmacy Act Amendments.
Senator Baldwin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move concurrence of message number 465 to Senate File 121, Wyoming Pharmacy Act Amendments. Members of the Senate, the House simply took and made some technical corrections, put some lettering in the right place, and didn't change the bill at all, and I move a concurrence and an aye vote.
The motion is to concur to message number 465, the House amendments to Senate File 121, Wyoming Pharmacy Act amendments. Chief Clerk, please call the roll. If you vote aye, you vote to concur, and you've been asked to vote aye.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin? Aye, Barnard.
Aye.
Aye, Boner.
Aye.
Aye, Bouchard.
Aye.
Aye, Burns.
Aye.
Aye, Case.
Aye.
Aye, Christensen.
Aye.
Aye, Coe.
Aye,
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Aye, Driscoll.
Aye.
Aye, Ellis.
Aye,
aye, Emmerich.
Aye.
Aye, Hastert.
Aye.
Aye, Hicks.
Aye.
Aye, Kinski.
Aye.
Aye, Landon.
Aye.
Aye, Meyer.
Aye,
Moniz.
Aye.
Aye, Nethercott.
Aye,
Pappas.
Aye,
Perkins.
Aye,
Peterson.
Aye,
Rothfuss.
Aye,
Scott.
Aye,
Von Fladern.
Aye,
Wasserberger.
Aye,
President Bebout.
Aye.
Aye, closing vote. Closing vote closed, 30 aye.
By your vote, you voted to concur to message number 465 to the House Amendments to Senate File 121, Wyoming Pharmacy Act Amendments. We have another one? Senator Dockstader, are you ready for message number 470 for Senate File 170, unmanned aircraft? Reading clerk, please read that in.
Message number 470, referencing Senate File 170, unmanned aircraft.
Senator Dockstader.
Mr. President, I move concurrent Senate File 170, message 470. Members of the Senate, we took this over to the other side and kind of reworked the language to coordinate with the airspace there and make sure that we're still not messing around with the navigable space. Just a refinement of language. We're getting ready to move into the new world of this industry. These are the larger drone situations, not affecting the little ones, that I'd ask for the Senate's concurrence on this Senate file.
The motion is to concur to message number 470 to the House Amendments to Senate File 170, unmanned aircraft. You've been asked to vote aye. You vote aye. You vote to concur. Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case? No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Aye. Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Aye. Kinski.
Aye.
Aye. Landon.
Aye.
Aye. Meyer.
Aye.
Aye. Moniz.
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Aye. Perkins.
Aye.
Aye. Peterson.
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Aye. Scott.
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern.
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger.
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 no.
By your vote, you voted to concur to message number 470, House Amendments to Senate File 170, unmanned aircraft. Senator Meyer, are you ready on your Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 53, Veterans Hiring Preference?
Yes, Mr. President.
Will the reading clerk please read that in?
Joint Conference Committee 2 Report, Senate File 53, Veterans Hiring Preference, reference House Message Number 417, signed by Representatives Eklund, Barlow, and Lindholm, Senators Agar and Rothfuss.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for adoption of the Joint Conference Committee Report, reference number 417 for Senate File number 53. This is Joint Conference number 2. It was a free conference, Mr. President. Because it was a free conference, I drew attention to the something that we could clean up in a free conference, and that had to do with the language on public works, which we deleted. The public works language was brought in from a chapter on contractors, and we had taken this out in one of our other preference hiring bills, and the House agreed that we should take that out. That has to deal with not having the contractors have to give preference. So we split this up between the private sector and the public sector. The private sector is now out of the bill, Mr. President, and it just is public sector preferences. It remains the same as what it was with the Senate, as an interview preference and not a hiring preference. We went over and put the percentages back as to what the original bill was as far as 10% for disabled. It's 5% for veterans and surviving spouses. There are some changes in the definition of veteran. It is essentially is a broad category of resident, where the Senate version was any veteran from any of the other states could come into Wyoming and have the preference. This has a broad category that says a resident in the state of Wyoming 1 year or more at any time prior to the date when the veteran applies for employment. Surviving spouse, took it back to a standard definition which omitted the Senate version, the definition that it was a time during which the spouse and the spouse was married to the veteran during the time of his service, and put it to means a person who was married to a veteran at the time of the veteran's death and receives survivor benefits from the federal government based on the veteran's military services. So that's the explanation of the bill. We had representatives from the Veterans Administration and the Military Department. Although it wasn't exactly what they had hoped for, essentially it is workable now because we had the percentages in there and not the point system. And with that, I would ask the body to vote aye, and I'd stand for any questions.
Further discussion? The motion is to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 2, reference House Message Number 417 to Senate File 53, Veterans Hiring Preference. You've been asked to vote aye. You vote aye. You vote to adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
No.
No. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Burns?
No.
No. Case?
No.
No. Christensen? Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstader?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
No.
No. Emmerich?
No.
Aye. Hastert? Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
No.
No. Moniz? Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas? Aye. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
No.
No. Closing vote?
Anderson?
Aye to no. Landon, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 21 aye, 9 no.
By your vote, you voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 2, Reference House Message 417, Senate File 43, Veterans Hiring Preference. The Joint Conference Committee Report for Senate File 77 shall be as follows. Chair, Senator Perkins, Senator Emmerich, and Senator Rothfuss. Signing of enrolled acts. Senate Enrolled Act Number 70.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 70, being original Senate File 108, an act relating to civil procedure.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 70, being original Senate File 108. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 71.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 71, being original Senate File 109, an act relating to motor vehicles.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 71, being original Senate File 109. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 72.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 72, being original Senate File 169, an act relating to game and fish.
I'm about to sign Senate Roll Act Number 72, being original Senate File 169. I have so signed Senate Roll Act Number 73.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 73, being original Senate File 92, an act relating to fire protection.
I'm about to sign Senate Roll Act Number 73, being original Senate File Number 92. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 74.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 74, being original Senate File 94, an act relating to employment.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 74, being original Senate File 94. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 75.
Senate Enrolled Act 75. Being original Senate File 96, an act relating to professions and occupations.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 75, being original Senate File Number 96. I have so signed Senate Enrolled Act Number 76.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 76, being original Senate File 106, an act relating to government record keeping and reporting.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 76, being original Senate File Number 106. I have so signed Senate Enrolled Act Number 77.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 77, being original Senate File 111, an act relating to the occupation of nursing.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 77, being original Senate File 111. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 78.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 78, being original Senate File 138, an act relating to professions and occupations.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 78, being original Senate File Number 138. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 79.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 79, being original Senate File 148, an act relating to ad valorem taxation.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 79, being original Senate File Number 148. I have so signed. Okay. Well, once again, Senators, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears my desk.
Mr. President, so I think the House has got some third reading today. They got concurrences, and they're working through their backlog. And we've got, I think there's some bill signings at 2 that a number of the senators would like to attend. I think there's a number of bill signings that start at 2 o'clock today. Management Council starts on noon adjournment, whenever that might be, and from the other body. So with that, what I think we'll do is we'll stand in recess until 2:45 this afternoon.
Announcements. Members of the Senate, Mr. Vice President, you want to talk about the Capitol restoration tour?
Mr. President, I didn't sign up, so I really don't know the details, so.
Well, the details, I believe, are that it will happen today at noon.
Yep.
I know there's several senators that signed up. Would one of you get up and make that announcement, please, who signed up? Did someone just say something? Boy, I'm losing control up there. They don't even address the chair anymore. Senator Case.
Mr. President, I'm delighted. There will be a tour of the Capitol Square project Thursday upon the noon recess. There was a sign-up sheet that went around. Looks like you meet at the construction trailers, 107 East 25th Street. The entrance is on 25th Street. Go to the middle door labeled J.E. Dunn. Parking is limited. For all you gentlemen, plan to wear long pants and closed-toed shoes with hard soles and no heel. You've got to leave your high heels at home. Leather is preferred. Dresses, high heels, and tennis shoes are not allowed. There's more here. Parking's hard to find at the site, so you'll have to probably park along the street. That's at noon. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay. Anything else? Any other announcements?
One more, Mr. President.
Senator Case.
The Corporations Committee can meet at my desk upon adjournment today, or upon noon recess today.
Okay. Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. President. For your lunch, dining, enjoyment, there are some Kronskys here because we did miss. Sweetwater County was not able to make it this year due to the weather, but there are Kronskys here today.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Von Flader.
Thank you, Mr. President. With the Minerals Committee, I believe Sherry's back. So would the Minerals Committee please meet me in the lobby right after we break for lunch recess.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, can Committee Number 10 meet me at Senator Boner's desk as soon as we adjourn?
Boy, all of a sudden we... Senator Peters, or Senator Christensen, where do you want your committee to meet?
Mr. President, thank you. If the Judiciary Committee could meet right here at the desk as soon as we adjourn for a quick conference. And also Conference Committee Number 1 on House Bill 231, which is an open committee consisting of... myself, Senator Barnard, and Senator Case will be meeting in S-27 at 1:30 to meet with the House.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. And could the Transportation Committee meet in the Secretary's office immediately upon break before noon?
Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, your Committee Number 5, Agricultural, Public Lands, and Water, doesn't need to meet because we've already got all our business taken care of.
Anybody else? Senator Hastert.
One important thing.
Here we go. You want purity to the floor?
I was trying to get this.
Purity to the floor.
I had a Clint Eastwood quote here that says, nobody but nobody puts ketchup on a hot dog. It goes for a Kronsky, too.
You heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate will stand in recess until 2:45 p.m. today.